This is Katie Jensen, staff writer for National Mortgage Professional, and I'm here today to read for you The Big Red Mortgage Revolution. Today's story covers two major acquisitions by rocket companies, both Redfin and Mr. Cooper Group, plus industry peers, including retailers, wholesalers, and some from the mortgage brokerage community, share their thoughts on what this means for the future of fintech. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hang tight.
Hey, brokers. Tired of sifting through industry jargon just to find the news that really matters? Introducing Broker Beat, your new Monday must-read newsletter brought to you by NMP. We're here to empower brokers with insights, strategies, and stories from industry leaders and bold up-and-comers shaping the future. Stay inspired, stay informed, and stay ahead. Because at BrokerBeat, brokers come first. Sign up now at nmplink.com/brokerbeat and let's kickstart your week the right way.
The news broke quietly at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on March 10th. A sleeping giant of a headline emerged from PR Newswire announcing an unprecedented deal: rocket companies to acquire Redfin. The NMP breaking news alert arrived into originators' inboxes 30 minutes later, and it didn't take long for industry professionals to react. "This isn't just a big deal, it's a tectonic shift," said Greg Scher, managing director at NFM Lending. "If this goes through, Rocket Mortgage won't just be a lender, they'll own the funnel, from home search to mortgage, from agent relationships to financing decisions." It was, of course, not the first time that the financial services behemoth, birthed by Detroit's Dan Gilbert and two other mortgage brokers in their garage 40 years ago, upended the marketplace. Mortgage origination is tedious for consumers. Stacks of documents, an avalanche of forms, indecipherable terms. But in 2016, during the Super Bowl broadcast reaching a massive consumer base, a new commercial appeared. Push button, get mortgage. It was the debut of Rocket Mortgage. That one spot froze the origination community almost instantly, and it ushered in a frenzied wave of completely new technologies. Large wholesalers pumped millions into systems to support independent brokers, as did Rocket to boost its own broker base. And in the aftermath, the COVID epidemic, the tech that came about actually improved brokers' ability to compete. Yet, by modernizing the industry, it also set the stage for what's coming now. It gave big mortgage lenders a stronger incentive to find ways to bring in, process, and service using vast technological tools. And then it created an easier path for what Rocket is doing now, integrating tech across the real estate landscape to create a glide path to home buying. Push button, find home. Pay for home, insure home. The easiest path to the American dream. That path got even easier this week when Rocket announced the roll-up of servicing giant Mr. Cooper into its ecosystem. In an exclusive interview with NMP, Rocket Company CEO Varun Krishna relayed the overarching goals and vision. "We do think there's an opportunity to create a more unified brand experience so our consumers really feel like they're interacting with the one company for the entirety of their homeownership needs," Krishna said. "We are not a mortgage company, we're a home ownership company." Not everyone feels that Rocket's unified brand experience is a healthy development for the industry, however. Rocket is creating the monopoly that homebuyers worried about in the recent real estate lawsuits, an NMP reader asserted in an email. And in a relentless stream of social media posts from mortgage professionals in the few weeks since the deal was announced, the word remains at the heart of the discourse: monopoly. Others, however, argue that opinion is, quote, a little overblown, such as J.D. Power & Associates Senior Vice President of Lending Intelligence, Bruce Girk, who added, "I don't think they'll ever get to a market share to the point that they control it." Neither does Rick Roque, Corporate Vice President of Growth at NFM Lending and founder of Menlo Consulting, who went on to say that as large as Rocket Company may be, it still only had about 6% market share with $101 billion loans originated in 2024. Meanwhile, United Wholesale Mortgage, UWM, had about 8% market share in that same year. So as big as these institutions are, the mortgage puzzle is one of those expert puzzles full of small pieces. So it's going to take time to kind of create a seamless environment where it's no longer local, Roque said. Instead, Girk said he believes the real antitrust concerns lay with its crosstown rival UWM because of its, quote, anti-competitive all-in addendum, which restricts UWM broker partners from doing business with Rocket Companies and Fairway Independent Mortgage. But after announcing the acquisition of Redfin and Mr. Cooper Group, Rocket has allegedly signaled to brokers that it may be game over instead of game on. Comments from Broker Action Coalition Chief Advocacy Officer Brendan McKay to National Mortgage News failed to provide any clarity as he remains only, quote, cautiously optimistic about the deal, indicating zero intel from his former BAC partner, Katie Sweeney, now the Executive Vice President of Strategy and Broker Advocacy at Rocket Pro. And what's the monopolistic threat that the brokers are supposedly running from and retailers are scrambling to compete with? The ultimate end-to-end homebuyer experience, where home shoppers are converted into homeowners on a single platform, or possibly a mobile app. It's sleek, it's efficient, it's perfect, but it's not even real yet. Yet the buzz surrounding Rocket's acquisition has set off further discussion of end-to-end homebuyer and homeowner apps, as more lenders look to build lifelong relationships with borrowers. The future of lending is truly cradle to grave, according to Rock. From the moment a college student graduates and they start preparing for their first condo. Industry peers also recognize that the deal not only brings Rocket closer to its fintech goals, but it allows Rocket to rapidly transform its business to adapt to a purchase-focused market. Current market conditions, such as low affordability and homeowners wanting to hold on to their low mortgage rates, suggest that purchase originations, rather than refinances, will continue to dominate the lending landscape over the next several years. That's why Realfinity co-founder and CEO Luca Dahlhausen sees the direct-to-consumer model falling by the wayside in favor of the referral-based lending model. Referral-based originations have doubled in the past 5 years compared to DTC originations, according to a 2024 McKinsey study. That certainly seems to help Rocket's acquisition of Mr. Cooper. There is no better source of lending referrals than borrowers already being serviced. Dahlhausen has a suggestion for any company that can't afford to spend $1.75 billion to acquire a mega real estate platform. Lean towards dual licensing, or what he calls embedded financing, to cope with the shift. It's a good move for Rocket to really tie in the ecosystem. That's really the name of the game right now, Rock said. But the story here isn't necessarily what Rocket did. It's more of a function of what it means for everyone else. Although Redfin is an attractive catch, onlookers can't help but side glance at what could have been a Rocket-Zillow collaboration. Zillow is by far the elephant in the room when it comes to online page views for purchase borrowers, said J.D. Powers Girk. 40% of all borrowers in our study are looking at Zillow, where Redfin is more like 10 to 12%. Looking at web traffic alone, Zillow is the most popular home and rental search platform, which would make it seem like an even better target for an acquisition. But Rocket is not shopping for a new platform, or at least not just that. It's shopping for real estate agents. Rocket Company CEO Varun Krishna explained to NMP that acquiring Redfin would allow the company to build a more deeply integrated platform. Instead of being broad and shallow, we want to be narrow and deep, because that's where we can create the best experience, Krishna said. So Redfin has high-intent clients that are serious shoppers, paired with agents who create a more integrated, more technology-driven industry. You brought up real estate agents, Krishna continued. They are an incredibly important constituent in that transaction, and we want to build world-class products and services for them too. because they're very connected to the consumer and play a significant role in that ecosystem. In a call with analysts following the announcement, Krishna said that Redfin's 2,200 lead agents and Rocket's 3,000 loan officers help move these home searchers through the home buying process to an eventual closing. Unlike Redfin, which works for more than 2,200 agents across 42 states, Zillow charges a fee for independent real estate agents to work through its platform. Krishna's gamble may be that, by showing a much stronger Redfin, real estate agents will try to push more of their business through that platform. A big red strategy using the color of victory and authority that both Rocket and Redfin employ. But leads that don't convert into funded loans are useless. Better Home Finance CEO Vishal Garg stated in a LinkedIn post, "It will be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out in terms of conversion / attachment rates of Redfin customers referred to Rocket Mortgage." Yet, in Rocket's call with investors, Krishna said, "Redfin already has one of the highest real estate brokerage to mortgage attachment rates in the industry at 27%, with some markets as high as 60%. Zillow, however, continues to see mid-teen adoption rates of buyers using both a Premier Zillow agent and Zillow Home Loans, per the company's letter to shareholders in the fourth quarter of 2024. However, Zillow Home Loans notably improved its production in 2024 despite a downturn. In the fourth quarter of 2024, Zillow's origination volume grew by 90% from the fourth quarter of 2023. In its letter to shareholders, CEO Jeremy Waxman credited the growth to the company's bundling of mortgage services within the consumer app. Whatever industry insiders think of Rocket acquiring Redfin rather than pursuing a hypothetical deal with Zillow, plenty of opportunities are laid out before Rocket companies. And for Rocket, the deal also looks like a good buy. Redfin has been heavily affected by the downturn in home sales. With a market cap of more than $10 billion just 5 years ago, it had dropped to $1.2 billion when the Rocket deal was announced. And in August of last year, Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman told analysts in a conference call that if mortgage rates didn't come down, the only plan was to, quote, drink our own urine and our own competitors' blood, stay in the foxhole. Aligning with Rocket seems like a better alternative. As for the rest of the mortgage industry, Girk of J.D. Power mused, I think some of the other lenders are going to have to look at this and figure out what it means for them. Rocket Companies landed an unprecedented deal, but it wasn't the only mortgage lender looking to acquire Redfin. Rock says he worked on a project to acquire Redfin last year with an undisclosed top U.S. lender, but he couldn't make a high enough offer to close the deal. The purchase price was going to be just over $1 billion, Rock said. And now, of course, they sold for $1.7 billion. So I would say that by holding out an extra year, Redfin got a premium. Krishna is not surprised that other mortgage lenders would attempt or think of joining forces with a major real estate platform because, quote, the plays in our strategy are not special in the sense that they're sort of obvious, he said. And I think that every player in the space probably has some view of a similar strategy to create a better integrated experience. And we think that's great because that's something that is beneficial to the homeowner. But he's also not surprised other mortgage lenders would face difficulties in attempting to build out their end-to-end experience by following the same strategy. Not many companies in the mortgage space can afford to make a $2 billion acquisition within weeks of each other. I do think our starting points are very different, Krishna added. I think it is very difficult to build a scaled mortgage origination company that's licensed in 50 states and 3,000 parishes. Fundamentally, this is about capitalization, he continued. Do you have the liquidity in the profile to be able to offer the products and services that you do? That's where we have a lot of confidence. I mean, both Rocket and Mr. Cooper are some of the most well-capitalized companies in the industry. And when you put our profiles together, I mean, we are kind of already at bank level and well above any player in the space. Despite losing out on any potential collab with Redfin, mortgage professionals who share the news across social media lifted their hats to Rocket on its successful acquisition. "If we're playing chess and you do a move that takes my queen," Rock said, "I might still say that was a good move." But the way he sees it, the game isn't over yet. As convenient as Rocket's end-to-end ecosystem would be, Rock believes it would end up increasing the cost of services to consumers, leaving other top U.S. lenders room to compete. In a pitch to investors on March 10th, Rocket executives said that by handling every aspect of home buying and selling, from home search to mortgage financing to closing, they could cut the cost of transaction on a median-priced home from $40,000 to $20,000. Rock doubts that. Whenever you consolidate, you end up increasing the price. Oftentimes, he says it happens because companies can't resist the urge to raise prices on services once consumers are locked into its sales funnel. "You've trapped the consumer in this experiential sales funnel," he continued. "It becomes difficult to get out of that funnel to choose your own title company or to choose your own real estate agent. So the reality is they are, in the end, providing less options for the consumer." The second reason, he noted, is the significant cost to buy organizations like Redfin and to integrate them into their existing ecosystem. "It's like a lot of money," Rock emphasized. "I mean, Ellie Mae acquired 10 companies and never reduced the cost for the lender." In 2019, Ellie Mae, now owned by Intercontinental Exchange, acquired a large conglomerate of AI-powered automation software companies, Capsilon, to enhance its Encompass lending platform and create a fully digital mortgage solution. They always talked about how it's going to lower the cost to close the loan. "It only increased it," Rock said. In a report to investors, Intercontinental Exchange, which purchased Ellie Mae for $11 billion, revealed that Ellie Mae's earnings surged from an average of 29% over the last 5 years of being public, a public company, to more than 50% in the 1 year after it was acquired. "When they have you in their ecosystem, they're going to charge you a toll for everything that you do," Rock explained. "So that cost ends up being more, not less. Plus," Rock adds, "you can only cut your organizational costs so low. Through the use of technology, at some point, you're going to increase your price to the consumer in order to increase your profit margins. It's going to be a technology arms race," he asserted. In the 80s, the U.S. built up its military infrastructure, and for every dollar we spent in our military, the Soviet Union had to do the same, up to the point where it bankrupted the Soviet Union in 1989. And so, with Rocket's major move, the race to become a homebuyer's one-stop shop, the Instacart of the mortgage industry, begins. For Rock, an Instacart advertisement featuring the singer Lizzo lounging in a bathtub while effortlessly ordering groceries on her phone captures the essence of modern convenience. "It's a beautiful picture of comfort and leisure," he said. And he feels that tapping into this desire for frictionless commerce is one way that small to mid-sized lenders and brokers can compete with Rocket's deep-pocketed moves. Rock recalls a distinctive collaboration with a leading lender which established a partnership with Instacart, integrating the grocery delivery service in a company's point-of-sale system. For home buyers, the period between signing a contract and reaching the closing table is often consumed by a whirlwind of logistics, contract contingencies, moving plans, and the looming final payment. But once the ink is dry and the financial obligations are settled, two immediate tasks await nearly every new homeowner: cleaning the house and stocking the kitchen. "There's nothing more depressing than empty cupboards," Rock said. "So I established a national partnership with a cleaning service and another with Instacart. When buyers close on a loan, their first round of groceries is on us for the first 2 weeks." Although it isn't an end-to-end solution that will lock borrowers in an infinite sales funnel, it can provide borrowers with the same feel of convenience. Why should someone have to brave crowded supermarkets when they could browse the aisles on their phone and have it delivered? The process is tedious, time-consuming, and uninspiring, much like qualifying for a mortgage. There's nothing colorful about getting a mortgage. In fact, it's embarrassing, Rock said. Loan officers delve into the most intimate details of a borrower's financial life, often uncovering missed payments, lingering debts, and bruised credit histories. Few would describe securing a mortgage as a gratifying experience. After all, the loan itself is not the reward. It's a liability. The real reward comes only after the paperwork is signed and the keys are handed over, when buyers can finally settle in, decorate, and begin building a life in their new home. You can make millions of dollars doing that, especially for the larger lenders, Rock claims. But it takes time to have that revenue realized. And most mortgage companies, including those in the top 20, don't have the bandwidth, the time, the expertise, or don't value revenue that accrues over time. The allure of click-button enter-home concept has captured the attention of fintech futurists, but the practical benefit Rocket will obtain in acquiring Redfin is transitioning from a consumer direct to a referral-based purchase strategy. One of the things that would stand out as to why Rocket would do this is because that direct-to-consumer model puts them at a slight disadvantage, J.D. Powers-Girk said. So real estate agents are seeing people as soon as they get into the market and start to shop around. Lenders who have those direct local connections with those real estate agents are getting earlier access to those borrowers. A 2014 study from McKinsey & Company, Growth Strategies for the Purchase Market, shows that mortgage lenders are re-strategizing their value propositions as refinance business dies out, weighing five key actions to sustain growth in a constrained market. The data tells a story of direct-to-consumer purchase business among non-banks falling to the wayside while referral-based purchase business rose from 24% to 32% in 5 years. We're still in a high interest rate environment where there's very little refinance business right now, said CEO and co-founder of Miami-based Realfinity, Luca Dahlhausen. So if your company's relying on refi business, that's a big concern. Rocket advertised in the past click-button get mortgage, direct-to-consumer mortgage experience. I think that's becoming less and less important for Rocket, Dahlhausen said. We can participate in this growth if we really establish embedded finance, bypassing this referral relationship that traditional lenders have and get direct access to these real estate agents. Still, even small to mid-sized lenders are equipped with their own unique business models structured to broaden their services and gain further control of the transaction or consumer experience. Dahlhausen has been developing and scaling up his concept of embedded finance at Realfinity, in which agents are trained and licensed through his company to offer mortgage service, enhancing their value proposition and service quality, while saving their clients' costs. The overall concept of embedded finance is about more than simply combining both the real estate and mortgage process. It's about building up the service or products offered at the point of sales solution. Dahlhausen offers an airline analogy, saying that while buying an airline ticket, travel insurance is offered at the point of sale, which is the core concept of embedded finance. The airline is in the business of providing flights, not a financial service provider, but still offers an insurance policy seamlessly into their transaction. Whoever's trying to build a successful mortgage company for the long term, they need to focus on the purchase business, Dahlhausen recommended. So I think allowing these referral relationships to embed finance into their existing workflows is going to be and is continuing to be how consumers make their decisions. For larger lenders, brokers serve the vital function of developing local connections with consumers, a much cheaper strategy to expand the company's footprint than building brick-and-mortar shops in every local market. The trade-off, however, is that brokers aren't expecting to send 100% of their business to one lending partner. Rocket announced the Redfin acquisition as a strategy to boost its purchase business, leading some to believe Rocket would sacrifice its broker network for a shiny new mega realty partner. If you're a broker, they're competing with you directly, Roque said. Or United Wholesale Mortgage, UWM, is a true TPO platform. They're truly committed to the broker because they have no channel conflict. They have no retail loan officers. Yet a few hours after the acquisition of Mr. Cooper Group was announced, Krishna told NMP that brokers and other existing Rocket partners will benefit from the integration of both companies. We think the broker is a huge winner in this, and there's really two simple reasons. The first one is just that they're getting access to a bigger ecosystem, thanks to Redfin. They now have a new lead generation engine to generate more demand, Krishna said. On the Mr. Cooper side, I would say the same. One of the biggest pain points for brokers is really being able to think about capabilities like servicing. So imagine that we were able to offer servicing capabilities to the broker where they could put their name on the mortgage statement. Bringing both Redfin and Mr. Cooper into the fold in the first quarter of 2025 helps clarify what Krishna was alluding to in the exclusive interview with NMP in late 2024. In 2025, we're doubling down here on TPO, Krishna said. We're going to be focused on providing even more of the human-powered, AI-boosted innovation to our broker partners. A big-time value proposition for us, Krishna continued, is actually taking the capabilities of our mortgage platform and extending those capabilities to benefit the broker community so they can holistically go after the broadest market possible, and we can meet our clients where they are in whatever way that they want to work with us. At least one of Rocket's top broker partners, Tim Gentry, founder and CEO of Georgia-based Loan Velocity, has said that Rocket's rebranding has helped his small brokerage obtain even more recognition and credibility. Particularly Rocket's Own the Dream Super Bowl commercial was said to have resonated with his current and past clients. I got so many clients and friends, and my loan officers got so many texts that night from their borrowers or from agents saying, well, I loved y'all's commercial. They think Loan Velocity is Rocket, Gentry said. I have to undo that sometimes, but when I call a client and say, yeah, I'm a Rocket broker, that gives me credibility right away. Speculation continues to circulate how Rocket's broker partners will factor into this ecosystem and whether or not the acquisition of Redfin is expected to benefit them. But Girk doesn't buy Rock's prediction that Rocket would just abandon broker partners now that it has Redfin agents. Ramon Von Walker, CEO of Client Direct Mortgage, a top Rocket broker partner, shared his optimistic outlook with National Mortgage News, saying Rocket has now bought a Main Street-level company. Rocket Pro EVP of Broker Advocacy and Strategy, Katie Sweeney, elaborated on the Redfin deal via LinkedIn, looking to reassure Rocket's broker partners. There are a lot of narratives out there and understandably a lot of questions about what this means and where we're headed now. I could give you talking points or vague commentary, or I could share the words that came directly from our CEO, Varun Krishna. What we're doing is simply allowing our broker network to get access to a bigger ecosystem. We are not cutting out the broker channel, quite the opposite, in fact, Sweeney continued. We are doubling down on these local legends that make the dream of homeownership a reality. Now more than ever before, we can help more people home. Some UWM brokers have even expressed their concerns. Carlos Scarpero, a loan officer at Edge Home Finance Corporation, one of UWM's biggest producers, thinks of the acquisition as, quote, a wake-up call. Scarpero recommends that every loan originator have some presence online, whether it be a website, a social media account, or having their own business set up on Google Maps. He believes the broker community in particular lags behind in terms of marketing innovation and modernization. It's a wake-up call to finally take your digital marketing seriously, Scarpero said. If not, 2 years from now, they're going to wake up and find out that they have no business to come back to. Scarpero has been a member of the Association of Independent Mortgage Experts, AIM, for the past 5 years and attended 5 Fuse conferences, but says we've had zero training on SEO, zero training on Google Maps, zero training on YouTube, and I think it's ridiculous. Although bigger, well-capitalized lenders can afford to reach consumers first by tracking their data either through servicing, using a lender's app, or other AI solutions, as more of the industry's top lenders move in that direction, small to mid-sized brokers and lenders will soon run into challenges holding on to their past clients. However, Scarpero assures his peers, whether they do DTC or referral-based business, that simply establishing some presence online can legitimize their business, build their credibility, and increase their exposure to a wider pool of customers or referral partners. We don't have to beat them online, Scarpero said. I don't have to be number one on Google. I just have to be in the top 5, because most borrowers don't call one company. They'll call 4 to 5 companies to compare rates, compare terms, and I just need to be in the conversation. The Rocket Redfin deal marks more than just an acquisition. It signals a red tide, a new era in mortgage lending defined by integration, immediacy, and influence. Some analysts predict that the move with Rocket could boost Rocket's share of the purchase market from about 4% of the market in 2024 to as much as 17%. As the lines between real estate, search, financing, and closing blur, the industry faces a defining question. Who will own the customer relationship from the first click to the final signature? The future of lending belongs to those who can deliver not just loans, but seamless experiences that mirror the convenience consumers expect in every aspect of their lives. While Rocket may have moved first, the game is far from over. For everyone else in the industry, the challenge is clear. Adapt fast or risk becoming obsolete. Thanks for listening to The Big Red Mortgage Revolution, which came out April 6th in the edition of NMP Weekly. You can find more stories like this at nationalmortgageprofessional.com and continue listening wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Katie Jensen.